You are tuned in to Texas Tech University Student Government Association meeting, broadcasted on the Raider 88.1 KTXT FM. We would like to thank the members of SGA at Texas Tech University and the College of Media and Communication for allowing this broadcast. And now, your Student Government
Association. Well, the third meeting of the 49th session of the Student Senate at 6 p.m. Senator Whetstone, will you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. On the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Madam President, the Committee on Rules and Administration would like to nominate four new senators tonight.
Right. Do I have a second? Second by Senator Riley.
Okay. Would all new senators that we have interviewed this week that are here tonight and come to the floor? Okay. So, right now, Senate has the power to confirm all nominations made by RNA. RNA has approved these four people. This is Justin Tharp. This is Jordan Vogel, Timothy Longtree, Eric Sharp, and Juan De Laura. RNA has approved all four of them for their positions on the committees, and we would like your approval as well. If you have any questions for them, please ask now. If there are no further questions, I move for a vote.
All right, all in favor of these nominations, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. All right, the ayes have it. We will now swear in the new senators. Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I do hereby solemnly swear.
I do hereby solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute the duties of my office. And will to the best of my ability. Preserve, protect, and defend. The Constitution of the Student Government Association of Texas Tech University. And the regulations which may be made. And pursuant thereof. Congratulations, you may say. Journal clerk, will you please take roll?
Senator Anderson, Senator Beebe,
here.
Senator Berry,
here.
Senator Betancourt, Senator Blanton,
here.
Senator Bradshaw,
here.
Senator Briley,
here.
Senator Briscoe,
present.
Senator Burwell,
here.
Senator Campbell,
here.
Senator Cassati,
present.
Senator Shavira, Senator Corcoran,
here.
Senator Covert,
here.
Senator Dennis,
here.
Senator Diana,
here.
Senator Ford,
here.
Senator Fulton, Senator Haga?
Here.
Senator Hatch?
Here.
Senator Hoffman?
Here.
Senator Huddleston?
Here.
Senator Evan Johnson?
Here.
Senator Riley Johnson?
Here.
Senator Cower?
Here.
Senator Kelly? Senator Kahn?
Here.
Senator Leatherwood?
Here.
Senator Markham?
Here.
Senator McKee?
Here.
Senator Mitchell?
Here.
Senator Moore?
Present.
Senator Neal? Senator Obadott? Senator Owen?
Here.
Senator Pippin?
Here.
Senator Post?
Here.
Senator Price?
Here.
Senator Robinette?
Here.
Senator Romo?
Here.
Senator Rose?
Here.
Senator Shackelford?
Here.
Senator Shelton?
Here.
Senator Shipp?
Here.
Senator Studebaker?
Here.
Senator Tu? Senator Tharp?
Here.
Senator Tomlin?
Here.
Senator Kearney?
Here.
Senator Urbanczyk?
Present.
Senator Waldrop?
Here.
Senator Walston?
Here.
Senator West?
Present.
Senator Westbrook?
Here.
Senator Whetstone?
Here.
Senator Yanis?
Here.
All right, thank you, Journal Clerk. Now for the reading of the Senate Journal. Senator Hatch.
Thank you, Madam President. I move to suspend the reading of the Senate Journal.
Is there a second? Second by Senator Mitchell. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right, we will Suspension of the Senate Journal passes. Now move on to open forum. First, we have Corey Forgy, student at the Engineering College. So please be respectful as he approaches the podium.
Hello. I was invited to come talk today by Matt Pippen after the TCU football game last week. I kind of ranted a little bit about fan behavior on Facebook, and he saw it and thought that I should come share what I thought with you today. For the most part, during the TCU game, I was really excited that the fans were so into it the entire game. Everyone participated every down. It was really exciting to see. But on the other hand, there was a lot of unruly and, I'd say, disgraceful behavior on the part of the fans at that game. It's something that I probably wouldn't have noticed except for the fact that I had family who was in the stands representing TCU, and they were, I wouldn't want to say abused, but they caught a lot of flack from Red Raider fans in the stands, and my cousin was actually afraid that her son, who was, I believe he's only 11 or 12, was going to get hurt by some fighting fans in the stands, which I thought was completely embarrassing and disgraceful on our part for visiting fans. That's essentially what I wanted to share, that I think something should be done to not necessarily limit the rowdiness of the fans, because you can still be rowdy, but you can be rowdy and still be respectful. Something needs to be done about the disgraceful and sometimes profane behavior of the fans in the stands. I can't say I have any sort of solutions for it, but I think it's something that can be done, and while it would be difficult, I think it's something we should try to do. I think it's about all I have, so thanks for your time.
Like to come up and speak during open forum. All right, seeing that there's none, we will now move to report of the executive branch. Is there any reports? All right, seeing that there is none, we will now move to report of the judicial branch with our Chief Supreme Court Justice, Mike Urias.
President Berger, President Pro Tem Pippen, and honorable senators, good evening. My name is Michael Urias, and I'm the Supreme Court Chief Justice. And on behalf of the Supreme Court, I'd like to welcome you back for the fall 2013, fall semester. I'd also like to extend the congratulations to all of the new and returning senators on behalf of our associate justices. Before I get started, I would like to introduce some justices with us tonight, first with the ones that are present and the ones that are not. First up is Associate Justice Drew Robertson. Drew is a 2-0 with me at the Texas Tech School of Law. Drew got his undergraduate degree at the University of North Texas. During his tenure there, he served as Speaker of the Student Senate, as well as Chief Justice of their Student Supreme Court, and he was appointed by President Alex Alston last year. So Drew is an asset to have with us, and I'm glad to be working with him. Our next one is Senior Associate Justice Tiffany Montemayor. Tiffany could not make it tonight. She's currently in one of her LSAT classes, so she's doing that, and also plans to attend law school after undergrad. So she is a senior now and was also appointed by President Alex Alston. Our next Associate Justice is Riley Branch. Riley is a 3L law student who will take the bar next July of 2014. Prior to coming to law school here, Riley graduated undergraduate from Texas Tech and served in our Student Government Association as a student senator in numerous executive positions over two administrations. So he knows the inner workings of this association. He's a great asset to have on the court. And he also was appointed by President Alston. And our last Associate Justice is Keith Scioli. Keith couldn't make it tonight as well. He's a senior here at Tech and will graduate next May. He's a member of the Phi Delta Theta fraternity here and also was appointed by Alex Alston. And lastly, myself, I'm the Chief Justice. I'm a 2L here at the School of Law. Prior to me coming to law school, I graduated Texas Tech undergrad, and as a senior served as the External Vice President of Student Government Association, as well as numerous roles in executive administrations before that. So I have a pretty firm understanding of how this organization works and all the problems and that you all have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, that's really what we're here to do is help you all solve that. For the report of the judicial branch this past year, the Supreme Court has been one of those, you know, branches of SGA that doesn't get a lot of mention. We don't have a lot of cases come up. It's kind of one of those branches we recently revived. And so it should be taken pretty seriously. I know we take our job seriously. This past year, we had one case in Cotton v. Stovall, whose opinion is available online at sga.ttu.edu under the Judicial Branch tab. And we also had the court dismissed a case of Williams v. Student Government Association. That opinion is not published because it was a dismissal. And so if you would like to request an opinion of that, please come see me after and you can read it. As of right now, though, there are currently no pending cases in front of the court. And I think the only issue tonight at the Senate meeting is the confirmation of two additional justices that would complete our court for this next school year. Two things I wanted to hit on before I turn it over to President Berger. One thing that sets our Supreme Court out from others, including the United States Supreme Court, the Texas Supreme Court, and really any court for that matter, is that we get to issue advisory opinions. And so that is an Article 4, Section 5, Clause 1 of our Constitution. And it specifically says that if any senator has an issue or question with a piece of either past legislation or pending legislation, you can submit a request for an advisory opinion to myself, and you can see what the court would think about, you know, this piece of legislation if it were to get passed and signed into law. So that's something I would encourage you all to take advantage of as this next school year is coming up, and we'll be glad to help you with that. Last thing, I've had some senators come up to me and ask me what the Supreme Court can do in pertaining to internal Senate rules. Internal Senate rules are handled within y'all's RNA administration. However, our Constitution gives us the ability to hear appeals from that RNA administration. So if you do not, you know, if you have a problem with a rule or something does come up, you have to first take it to the RNA administration, get them to render a decision, and then if you're not satisfied, you can appeal to us. And we can take a look at it. We're not guaranteed to take everything. As you can see with the Williams case, we do have the discretion to dismiss. So I would advise y'all to take a quick look at that. You know, we'll be available for questions after. And that's really all I have. Do any of y'all have any questions for me while I'm up here? Lively group. All right. And that's it. So thank you for your time, and President Berger.
Thank you. All right, we will now move on to report of the Student Senate President. I have a few things. Mobile offices start next week. I've only had confirmation from the Arts and Science College, so your chairs really need to be on top of that. I've had a few people come up to me, if they can't make their mobile office hours, then you will be required to do your normal office hours in the office. So please, chairs, email me the specific time. We're going to send that out via social media and whatnot so people know that you'll be out in your colleges that specific time. Chairs, not all of you have told me what day you can meet through the doodle thing I sent out to you guys. So do that so I can please send out a meeting time for the chairs this week. Send me the meeting times of when your colleges are meeting, because I don't know yet. I think only a few of you guys have done that. And submit your reports on OrgSync to me. Office hours this week, it was really great seeing you all in the office. I have a few things though. Office hours are for SGA related activities. I understand there's not always gonna be things to get done, but if you have any questions on anything, come up to the executive officers and we'll probably give you something to do. Read the rules, read past journals. There's lots of stuff to get caught up on. It's not time to take our computers and do homework. Also no friends, boyfriends, girlfriends. If it becomes an issue, we'll address it, but just please stay on task when you're doing your office hours. And also, people have been asking me if committee meetings are open to other members and to the public. Yes, they are open to everybody. So if someone would like to come sit on your meeting, then they are allowed to. That's all I have. We will now move to first readings with Senate Bill 49.02, Senator Kahn.
Madam President, I rise to introduce Senate Bill 49.02 and move to suspend the rules and move to third reading and final passage.
There's a second? Second by Senator Berry. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right, you may take the podium.
All right, everybody, for this bill, it's just kind of a housekeeping bill. Last year, whenever President Alston kind of went in and established the positions in the executive cabinet, he may have forgotten to add executive director of first year engagement. So pretty much what this bill will do is kind of establish Adriana Lopez, who is our current first-year engagement director, as a legitimate position. And pretty much, if you vote against it, we're kind of getting rid of the position. So I encourage everybody to vote. It requires a 4/5 vote, I believe, or is it a majority?
Two-thirds
vote. So I encourage everybody to vote for this so that we can establish Adriana Lopez as a legitimate position in the presidential cabinet. Thank you.
Is there any further discussion? All right, seeing that there is none, we will proceed to a vote. Journal clerk, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, one is yay, two is nay, three is abstained. All right, Senate Bill 49.02 passes. We will now move on to Senate Resolution 49.06, Senator Corcoran.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise to introduce Senate Resolution 49.06, and I move it based on second reading and send to all committees.
All right. We will now move on to Senate Resolution 49.07, Senator Corcoran.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise to introduce Senate Resolution 49.07, and I move that it be placed on second reading and sent to the Rules and Administration Committee.
All right, I will send that to the RNA Committee. We will now move on to Senate Resolution 49.08, Senator Pippen.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise to introduce Senate Resolution 49.08, stating the sentiments of the Student Senate regarding mandatory attendance at the Tunnel of Oppression, and I move to suspend the rules and place it on third reading and final passage.
Is there a second? Seconded by Senator Johnson. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right, Senator Pippen, you may take the podium.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise to reintroduce Senate Resolution 49.08, stating the sentiments of the Student Senate regarding mandatory attendance at the Tunnel of Oppression event, and move for its immediate adoption.
All right, thank you. Is there any further discussion? Senator Pippen?
Thank you, Madam President. Let me just kind of address, I know I've tried to keep in touch with all of you who are on the retreat email list anyways. If you were in that, you should have been receiving my emails with some drafts about this, talking about some ideas and hoping for some of your feedback. So I'm hoping that I've been able to answer most of your questions so far. But if I haven't, let me just give you the briefest rundown I can of what we're doing here. So what we have here is the Tunnel of Oppression. It's an event put on by University Housing. The goal is to get people to become more aware of different types of issues that students may face on campus and in life in general, whether that's going to be rape, domestic violence, sexism, racism, all of those types of things, you name it. The goal of the event is not to change your opinions on how you may feel about these issues, but rather to open your mind. I hope that if we do decide this, you'll have an open mind and we'll go into the event and hopefully be able to see some of the different issues that students on our campus are facing, and as a Senate work to help as much as we can in those various areas with the power that we're given. I think that anything that we can do to help the student body in the sense of opening our minds and seeing what other problems are out there is always going to be a positive thing. To address mandatory attendance, what that means is that on one of the days, October 22nd and 23rd, we'll have specific SGA groups set up that if you can take part and find your best time in one of those, you can go with the SGA group. If there is some event that prohibits you from going into one of those SGA groups, then at some point on October 22nd or 23rd, from I believe it's 8 a.m. to like 9:30 p.m., you just have to go catch one of the sessions that'll happen every 10 minutes. They last approximately 45 minutes to 60 minutes. Just attend that in your own personal time. So we're not talking about much time, much input from senators. This is could be a possibly really valuable experience for us from what I've heard, from what I've read online on reviews of this for all senators. Let me address the one issue that I think stands in the middle, the kind of the giant elephant in the room here, and that is why make it mandatory? Why is it that this needs to be a mandatory event versus why don't we just give out points? I'll address this first by saying, if you've been keeping up with the emails, I noticed in there that what they're willing to do is partner with us if we can pass this legislation and make it mandatory. That means that if we're able to promote a little bit for the tunnel of oppression through our social media outlets, they're willing to promote us as well. And in the future, if this holds true to be a partnership that we can grow on, as it is an annual event, that means in the future we may be able to use this to not only more effectively reach the student body, but promote SGA. And I think that's the number one goal of what we're trying to even do in SGA with mobile office, all of these different new outreach programs we have. So I think this is a great, a major benefit and extension that we could grow on to what we're trying to do. Number two, I would tell you that if we don't have everyone go, if we don't have everyone attend the experience, have an open mind, and deal with this in as large a numbers as possible, we're not really going to see if there's an effect that happens on Senate. You know, part of this is an experiment to see if we can get a benefit out of Senate out of this. If we do, then, you know, it's something we can grow on. If not, then, you know, it'll never happen again. We tried and it just didn't work. But in order to judge that effect and make sure that Senate gets its full potential out of it, we really need as many people as possible going to really make that judgment call. Number two on the points issue, Jill is, I'm not going to speak for her, but I'll just say what she's said to me, Senator Berger said to me, and that is, President Berger, I'm going to get it right one of these times. President Berger said to me, which is she was still considering points, even if it is a mandatory event. So for some of you who are concerned on the issue of why not make it voluntary so I can get the point and you know, kind of make sure that I get all my monthly points, even if it is mandatory, that will help work towards the point system there for you as well. So I don't think there's any reason to fret or worry or kind of use this as a way to influence the point system there. And then finally, I think, you know, this is something we've spoken about. I know I talked to RNA about this. With 2 days from the time of 8 a.m. to 9:30 at night, everyone should be able to attend at some point in time during the day. If you can't, you have a valid reason, RNA will handle that, and you know, we're gonna work together on finding some reform for absence policies so it isn't as bad for you who have legitimate excuses in the future. But all in all honesty, with the wide variance of time starting every 10 minutes, I don't see it realistically any reason why someone can't make it to this during some point in time. But with that, I'll be happy to answer any additional questions, and I hope that kind of cleared up everything for everyone.
All right, is there any further discussion?
So I have a question. As far as...
Order. Thank
you, Madam President. You yield. I was wondering, for this actual event, are we going to be like volunteering and helping out to run the event, or are we just going through the experience ourselves?
Madam President. Thank you, Madam President. So for right now, what we're doing is we're going to go through the event and we're going to get the experience of what the Tunnel of Oppression event is. We won't be volunteering. This will not require any additional time input from you than the one-time visit of approximately 45 to 60 minutes. So we're not talking about a huge time commitment. In the future, if the Senate was interested, if it's something we find a positive experience and we want to get more of a partnership going, then volunteering is an option. But I personally would think that at least on that side of things, volunteering should be an optional thing versus mandatory. That contrasts with us actually attending the event. So.
Is there any further discussion? Senator Tomlin.
Thank you, Madam President. I have two questions. First being, will SGA made partner, will we be able to pass out some of our promotional materials? Will the Senator yield?
Sure. You want to yield to me? Or?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. Let me go and answer that first question, which is that from what my understanding is, they will promote us on their website, and I'm sure that if we ask them from what I've been able to talk together, that we could pass out and use it as something to promote ourselves as well. But I would caution that if we're going to pass out anything, it should be in the context of the event. We don't want to seem like we're intruding on the overall goals. That's what I would say. Caution about that.
Okay. And my second point, I just wanted to put my support behind this. I think this is a great opportunity for SGA to connect with some special interest groups, as well as connect with students as a whole. This is more about respect than it is about the actual issues, if that makes any sense. And so I just want to say that I support this 100%.
All right, is there any further discussion? All right, seeing that there's none, we'll proceed to a vote. Are you ready for the next vote? Yes, it is.
right, one. Ready? No. Okay, sorry. Resolution 49.08 passes. We now move on to Senate Resolution 49.09. Senator West.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise to introduce Senate Resolution 49.09, State Sentiments of the Student Senate, regarding the dissolution of the Graduate Affairs Committee within the Student Government Association, and move to place it on second reading and refer it to the Rules of Administration and Student Life.
All right, I will refer it to those committees. Thank you, Senator West. We now move on to routine motions and other business with committee reports, starting with academics. Senator Shipp.
Thank you, Madam President. Academics committee met last week. We discussed our absence policy and also new pieces of legislation that we were thinking about. Also, our meetings will be on Tuesdays at 7:30, so if y'all can make those if y'all need to.
Thank you. We now move on to the diversity report with Senator Shamira.
Thank you, Madam President. The diversity committee will be meeting every Wednesday at 8 p.m. We met and we've been communicating with the director of diversity, and we'll be helping out with the diversity day during SGA.
Thank you. We now move on to rules administration. Senator Conlon.
Thank you, Madam President. The Rules Administration Committee, we've met twice since Senate retreat. We met on September 9th. You'll see two pages of committee reports, so, and also September 16th. Firstly, I need to read off the list of absences from retreat. Our first one is Damont Campbell, Hayden Hatch, Blake Hoffman, Michael Burwell, Braden Rose, Brooke Haga, Evan Johnson, Banner Owen, Jeffrey Tu, Aaron Kelly, Matt Pippen, Martin Leatherwood, and also, I have to read off the absences from the first meeting of the fall. That is Macy Anderson, Blake Hoffman, Michael Moore, Matt Pippen, Jeffrey Tu, and Zachary West. And on to other business. So basically, we met, we interviewed countless numbers of people to fill Senate positions. We probably spent 3 hours this past Monday in a meeting, and also this past Friday, September 9th. Interviewing to fill these positions that are open. One request I do have, if you know anybody in the College of Education or Visual Performing Arts, would you please refer them to me and Jill? We are still looking to fill positions in those places. I want to discuss one thing. Office hours. Please be in contact with me and Jill. It's really hard to give you an excuse or if you don't let us know what's going on. It also goes with submitting legislation, submitted on time by 5 p.m. on Monday. In addition to that, what you all committee forms or committee reports. I only got one to OrgSync, and that's where they're supposed to go. Would you please, all chairmen, please submit that to OrgSync. In addition, can I see all chairmen after the meeting? Thank you.
We now move on to the graduate affairs report. Senator West.
Thank you, Madam President. We met last Sunday, and we'll meet every other Sunday, the Sunday prior to the Senate, at 7 p.m. We discussed our attendance policy, discussed the two pieces of legislation that we had coming up today, and we are in the process of establishing a process for us to receive recommendations from GSAC, which is the Graduate Student Advisory Council. They're another student group on campus, so they'll be submitting us recommendations for legislative ideas, so we're just trying to put a process in place for that for coming years.
Thank you. Senator Kahn.
Thank you, Madam President. Madam President, I rise to introduce a resolution stating the sentiment of the Student Senate regarding the installation of additional 30-minute parking spaces in the Z2 parking lot behind the Hornet Residence Halls, and request that it be ordered, not printed.
Do I have a second? Second by Senator Yanez. Can you please read the legislation in full? What this means, guys, is it's ordered, not printed, so it wasn't through RNA and put onto first reading, but if it's voted by 4/5 vote after he reads this legislation, then it'll be moved to another reading after this. Does that make sense? Okay, so he's going to read it to you guys, and then we'll vote whether we want it to be property of the Senate or not. Okay.
All right, stating the sentiment.
Thank you, Madam President.
Stating the sentiments of the Student Senate regarding the installation of additional 30-minute parking spaces in the Z2 parking lot behind the Hornet Residence Hall. Whereas there are currently no temporary parking spaces for visitors at the Hornet Residence Halls, and whereas students and visitors need a place to park without receiving a citation, and whereas the majority of the other resident halls on campus have 30-minute parking spaces, therefore be it further resolved that the Student Senate of Texas Tech University requests that parking services installs additional 30-minute parking spaces in the Z2 parking lot of the Hornet Residence Hall. Halls, and be it further resolved that this resolution be spread upon the journal and that copies be sent to Eric Crouch, Managing Director of University Parking Services, Payne Craig, External Vice President of the Student Government Association, and is it Jose Rod? Point of information is the current editor of Daily Torridor, Jose Rodriguez, too?
We will change that.
Okay. And to the students of Texas Tech University.
All right, so we're going to vote on whether we want this to be property of the Senate. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right, the ayes have it. It is now property of the Senate. Senator Kahn, what would you like to do with it?
Thank you, Madam President. I would like, point of information, what is this for?
Do you want to send it to all committees?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. This
I would will like be to send it to the Campus Infrastructure Committee.
Okay, this will be sent to Campus Infrastructure Committee. Thank you, Senator Kahn. We now move on to, move back to committee reports. Is there any other further committee reports? Senator Yanis?
Madam President, I rise to introduce a resolution stating students, Senate, sentiment. Student Senate regarding exploring the feasibility of the Sam's Place in the library being open until midnight Monday through Friday.
All right, do I have a second? Second by Senator West. Will you please read the legislation in full? This is the same thing. This wasn't ordered. This wasn't sent through RNA committee by five. So listen to this, and if you guys would like this to become property of the Senate, then we'll proceed to a vote after.
Seeing the sentiment of the Student Senate regarding exploring the feasibility of the Sam's Place in the library being open until midnight, Monday through Friday. Whereas the Sam's Place in the library is currently only open until 10 p.m., Monday through Friday, and whereas when students were asked where they spend most of their time on campus, a common destination was the library, and whereas many of them expressed concern over the lack of services offered in the library during the 24/5 operation, and therefore, be it resolved that the Student Senate of Texas Tech University would research the feasibility of extending the hours of operation. Be it further resolved that this resolution be spread upon the journal and that copies be sent to Kirk Rodriguez, Associate Director Hospitality Service, Deanna Fleming, Unit Manager Hospitality Services, Luke Cotton, Student Body President, Peter Brady, Chief of Staff.
All right, we'll proceed to a vote. If you're in favor of having this become a part of the Senate, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right, the ayes have it. This is now going to be the property of the Senate. What would you like to do with it?
Send it to a Committee of Student Life.
All right, I will send that to Committee of Student Life. Okay, is there any other further, Senator Tomlin?
We on the Committee of Rules Administration would like the approval of Will Eccles for Supreme Court Justice and Mackenzie Devil for Supreme Court Justice.
All right, is there a second? Second by Senator Cochran. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right.
I would like to move for a vote. I'm sorry.
Okay, so they are not here right now to get sworn in, but they will be sworn in.
Will Eccles is here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Madam President?
Senator Pippen?
I move to suspend the rules and allow Senator, so allow President Cotton to talk.
Do I have a second? Second by Senator West.
I guess we're not going to vote on it, but what's going to happen is I'm actually going to swear him in front of a third party as well at a later time, more likely than not in my office. So Supreme Court justices need to be sworn in by myself. So if you're wondering why we're not swearing them in right here, right now, because it needs to be me. So. Any questions regarding that? Excellent.
All right, we'll now move on to college reports with Arts and Sciences. Senator Shavira.
Thank you, Madam President. We'll be meeting every Wednesday for Senate meetings at 9 p.m. We're going to start our mobile offices today outside the math building facing the Memorial Circle and outside the Ancient Philosophy Building from 11:30 p.m. So if anybody wants to stop by and see how we're starting it, very grateful.
Thank you. Does anyone else have any college reports? All right, seeing that there is none, we will now move on to calendars. Seeing that there is nothing else on calendars, we'll now move to announcements. I have a few things to say. This is the first week that legislation was posted through the SGA page, sga.t2.edu. Please let people know that they can now look at legislation on our website and comment on it so they have a say and we can read what they think before we vote on it. Also, I only had 5 reports through committees and colleges, and I'm really disappointed in the chairs. All of you guys should have already met with your committees and colleges. And if you have and didn't send in a report, send me an email and let me know what you guys are working on. And set up your mobile offices. If Senator Shackelford, Campbell, Hatch, and Deanna can see me afterwards, I have people added onto their college that I would like to introduce you to, the new senators that were appointed today. So please see me afterwards. Does anyone else have any other announcements? Senator Pippin?
Thank you, Madam President. Let me take a brief personal moment here to say, I know I missed out on retreat, so I didn't get to meet some of you, but if not, hi, my name is Matt. I'm your parliamentarian. Feel free to come say hi to me sometime, and if you ever have a question on Senate rules, parliamentary procedure, be sure to come visit me. Number two, I'm not going to become some like parliamentarian hardcore person that's going to require us to enforce down to, you know, the smallest little bit of the rule, but as we go through the semester, I'm going to start calling us out and making sure we follow the rules a bit more to the T, and you'll notice that as we start going to our next meeting. And finally, fourth, I invited one of my students after constituents, thank you, to the meeting after I saw him just post on Facebook. That was cool. He spoke at the beginning there. He had at the heart, I kind of want to expand on what he was having to say about that, so it communicates a little bit more better with the Senate. And that is that what we're trying to say here is not that things can't be rowdy, that we can't be wild, that we can't even use profanity in some situations. Instead, when we start tearing up our stadium that we spend millions of dollars on to improve, regardless of the fact that we still have money to fix it or not, that looks incredibly horrible to alumni, to potential football players that are assessing if they want to come to Texas Tech, to students. When we completely butcher and just are totally disrespectful to our school song, some words that we're supposed to have very special traditions attached to, I find that to be very concerning and disheartening to me. It's not even the fact that it's profanity in the school song, it's just the fact that we're even altering our school song at all to fight song at all to mean something different. Those words were chosen for a reason. They have very special meanings and deep-rooted traditions here at Texas Tech, and they should mean something to all of us. So again, my call to the Senate and what I'm hoping to work on everyone with over this coming session is I don't want to get rid of the rowdiness. I don't want to get rid of the loud cheers and the amazing intimidation that we can bring as fans to the Jones. My goal is to alleviate the very small minority who make the rest of us look like complete fools, like idiots. And those are the soft words I can come up with. Tearing apart our stadium, demeaning our fight song, there's a difference between intimidating and making someone feel actually threatened to be physically harmed, and throwing things at people. There's a big difference between those things. So I hope that you will join me, certainly send me an email if you agree. Let's work on not doing the silent scare like we did a few years ago. Let's work on meaningful, actual solutions that will result in better results at games. And I know this is a bit long, but I hope you'll feel as passionate as I do of how we represent and how we look on TV and to students and whatnot, because there is a difference. So again, please email me if you feel the same, if you feel we can go forward on something. I know I'll be taking action on some legislation, hopefully involving many of you. So please email me. Thank you.
All right. Any other announcements, Senator Weston?
Thank you, Madam President. The rules, being our rules administration, we have two subpoena forms right now, one for Senator Dock and one for Senator Two. And on here says the time and date when to meet with us, and y'all can call when you want to meet it. That'd be it. Thank you, Madam President.
Any further announcements? Senator Huddleston.
Thank you, Madam President. On October 2nd, the law school is going to be having the Texas, I'm going to say this wrong, but it's going to be okay, the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals doing oral arguments from, they started around 9 a.m. and they can go, it varies on time. I think usually it's set from 9 to 5, but it can run short depending on how long the arguments are and how many cases. And I know some of y'all have got really intense on our mock trial that we didn't get to complete at retreat, kind of like that whole thing. So I just wanted to extend an invitation. Usually there is a police officer there just checking to make sure you're not carrying anything you're not supposed to. They usually don't let backpacks in. Sometimes not even phones, just depending. But if y'all like to come, let me know. I'll give you more information, and I'll post something on the Senate Facebook page.
Okay. Any further announcements? Senator Hatch?
I would just thank you, Madam President. I'd like all the at-large senators to meet me after the meeting. And if there are no further announcements, I motion to adjourn.
Do I have a second? Second by Senator Moore. All in favor, please say aye.
I had announcements.
Senator Moore.
Thank you, Madam President. I am currently trying to work on getting information about the bike rack situation. And if any of you had any complaints from students about that, I need to know where the complaints are coming from, which buildings, and I'm going to be going around campus trying to figure out the peak usage times and how many we need in each building. So I'm going to be sending out an email if you guys could reply to that. If you have received any of those comments or anything, that would be great, and we'll get started on that.
Any further announcements? Senator Studebaker.
Thank you, Madam President. This past week, the ninth graders, they wanted me to tell everybody to get their word out that it's their 10th anniversary, and they're celebrating that on Monday, October 21st, 6 through 9 p.m. at the Mountain Tour Room. And there's going to be food and games. They just want us to spread the word. So if you guys can just help me out and spread the word, the ninth graders have their 10th anniversary on October 21st. So thank you.
Any further announcements? Senator Hatch.
Thank you, Madam President. Motion to adjourn.
Do I have a second? Second by Senator Hoffman. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Meetings are adjourned at 6:43 p.m.
Thank you for tuning in for the Texas Tech University Student Government Association meeting. We will now bring you back to regular scheduled programming on the Raider 88.1.